Spare a thought for Desert Island Discs, which is turning 75. David Beckham's being stranded with Kirsty Young later this morning. You'd have thought Radio 4 would have publicised that a bit more. In an exclusive interview for BH, Sue Lawley, the presenter for 18 years, lifts the lid on the fabulous programme. She says foreign guests have had trouble playing by the rules. She spoke to our reporter, Luke Jones, who's all washed up.
Our castaway this week, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the great men of jazz, Louis Armstrong.
My castaway this week is a royal duchess.
My castaway this week is Victoria Wood.
There are just over 2,000 celebrities struggling to fish and light fires on Radio 4's famous island. The most popular choice of record? Beethoven's Symphony No. 9 in D minor choral, clearly. Sue Lawley presented the programme for 18 years.
It's a bloody good idea. It's really what it's all about. Foreigners don't get it. Foreigners don't understand. I interviewed George Clooney once, and I mean, he was fine, and he was very genial, but he didn't get it.
And what about a luxury?
Well, I came up with a luxury item should be a yacht.
As long as you promise not to escape in it, really. These
oh,
are
really?
The rules.
You have certain rules.
Yeah, yeah. You can't escape.
He's gone down in history as having War and Peace because he said, you know, he'd be in need of some loo paper. And it just sort of doesn't hit the right spot, George, for Desert Island Discs.
Record number 3. Oh, Dinah Washington, Destination Moon.
Come and take a trip in my rocket ship. We'll have a lovely afternoon.
So David Cannadine edits the Oxford Dictionary of National Biography.
It reveals, as it were, their own version of their life, and it reveals many aspects of their life in addition to the public persona that they have. All of those things help illuminate and round out, as it were, a personality beyond the specifics of the profession or the jobs they've done or the books they've written or whatever it might be. You know, what would one have given for William the Conqueror's Desert Island Discs or Shakespeare's Desert Island Discs or Milton's Desert Island Discs? It would have been terrific.
I mean, I was heavily criticised for interviewing Diana Mosley.
I suppose I should like the music I've loved all my life. The first is the Jupiter Symphony, Mozart.
She was an important piece of the social history of the 20th century. She was a Mitford girl. She married Oswald Mosley, the fascist. She met and socialised with Hitler, who went to their wedding. I mean, why would you not? How can you argue against interviewing such a woman as that?
After the war, I simply didn't believe it, having been in Germany.
And do you believe it now?
I don't really, I'm afraid, believe that 6 million people would. I think it's just not conceivable. It's too many.
Shall we hear your next piece of music? It was Geraldine James, the actress, who said to me, this is like a living obituary. And Mariah Aitken, I remember, said, oh, it's like talking to God. People are setting themselves down for all to see. You're not sitting in a great studio full of cameras and technicians. You are alone in this rather warm studio with a kind of green baize table in front of you and microphones and so on. But you kind of ignore those and suddenly you're reliving your life. I mean, some people hear the music and start to weep because they find it so moving. They are able to be revealing because they feel safe. So there is, it's all complicit, you know, we're all in this together. I remember Rowan Atkinson choosing Still Crazy After All These Years, and I looked across the table at him and these huge great tears were rolling down his face, like great globular tears rolling down both cheeks, and you realise that this man was maybe harking back to a time when life had been free and he didn't have all the professional pressures that he then had. And so you suddenly realise you can ask about that.
I met my old lover on the street last night. She seemed so glad.
It is questionable whether on a desert island you want to depress yourself by playing them.
Are you quite a melancholy chap?
I mean, I can be. Which is why I probably value my friends a great deal.
Oh, still crazy after all these years.
But some could never be tempted to the microphone.
The Queen Mother.
Genuinely, you put in formal bids.
Well, are you just putting feelers out, but, you know, never got very far. But the Queen Mother would have been good.
Right. Well, you want me to play it in my house? Why can't you just play it in?
Sue Lawley, not only a presenter of 18 years, but also a castaway herself.
Would this still be on your list now if you were to do it again?
No.
What? Oh. Why not?
I don't really know, but I used to sing it at school, that's why. It's a wonderful, it's a wonderful piece.
You had unrivalled access to some of the greatest people. What have you learnt?
It gave me over those years, and stays with me, a greater faith in the human spirit. Because, you know, you talk to so many people who've overcome terrible moments in their lives. And there they are, you know, bobbing along, talking about it. They've got it in context. They've overcome it. You know, the human spirit is indomitable.
Thank you for letting us hear your Desert Island Discs. Goodbye, everyone.